Well, I'm back from my trip to the border. And speaking of borders, let's cross over to our next segment. It's time to play the puzzle. Joining me, as always, is Will Shortz. He's the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lulu. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back. Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, I said write the name of a game in lowercase letters, reverse the second and third letters, turn the fourth letter upside down, and the result will name something else to play. When I said upside down, I meant rotate 180 degrees. That, to me, is what upside down is. And the answer is craps to cards.
We received over 600 responses, and the winner is Miranda Beckman of Brewster, New York. Hey, Miranda.
Hi there. How are you?
So I am great. I hear winning the puzzle was on your bucket list.
It is. I am so stinking excited. I can barely contain myself.
I love that. Stinking excited. I'm going to use that now all the time. How did you figure it out?
My boyfriend and I were listening on the internet. We were sitting on the couch, and it was actually the first thing that came to us, except for we came up with cards first and then reversed it to craps.
What do you do in Brewster?
I am a guide dog instructor,
and cool.
I work for a non-for-profit organization that breeds, raises, and trains guide dogs for people who are blind or visually impaired. Huh? And I supervise the residential training program.
That's amazing. All right. I understand you also have a question for Will.
I do. I do. Will, are you a dog person? And if so, what type of dog do you most enjoy spending your time with?
Wow. Yes, I am a dog person and not a cat person. Definitely a dog person.
I see. You take a strong stand on that.
Yes. Grew up with Doberman Pinschers, so I guess that's what I like.
Oh, I do love them.
All right, Miranda, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I sure am. As ready as I'm ever going to be.
All right, Miranda and Lulu. I'm going to give you some categories. For each one, name something in the category whose first and last letters are the same as the first and last letters of the category. Okay. For example, if I said college, you might say Colgate, because both college and Colgate start with C and end in E.
Perfect.
Number one is month.
March.
March is it. Number two is family member.
Father.
That's right. Hotel chain.
The Hilton.
That's it. Also Holiday Inn amazingly works. How about country in Asia?
Lulu.
Cambodia.
Cambodia. Also China works. Miranda, this one you're going to kill on. It's dog breed.
Oh, excellent.
This one was made for you.
Yes. Oh my, there are so many dog breeds.
I know. Maybe it's hard for you because you know so many.
Yeah.
In fact, Will, you mentioned one.
Yeah, Doberman Pinscher, Dachshund. Oh, but what am I trying
Dachshund
to...
is it. Dachshund is
Thank
it.
You.
Starts in N's and D. Good. Chemical element.
Chromium.
Nope, it's got to end in T. And I'll tell you it's a metal.
Oh, gosh.
Give you a hint. It's a
cobalt.
Good one, Lulu. Yes. Car maker.
Chrysler.
Good. Chess piece.
Oh, my goodness.
It's the one in the corner.
I don't know how to play chess. Lulu.
You know this one, Lulu?
Castle,
good.
Oh.
How about Washington locale? And it's two words.
Like Washington, D.C. or Washington State? Got to be
well,
specific.
Well, that's for you to figure out. But I'm talking about D.C. What's the most prominent place in
White
Washington, D.C.? White House is it. English poet? Five letters.
Elliot?
Good job. Your last one is federal holiday. Three words.
Oh, 4th of July.
4th of July, so good.
Great job. That was really
thank
good.
You.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Miranda, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to WNYC, and I'm a sustaining member.
That's what we like to hear. Miranda Beckman of Brewster, New York, thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much. You guys do such great work.
Thank you. All right, Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Yes, it comes from listener Peter Collins of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Name a well-known city in the U.S. Two words. The second word rhymes with a word meaning certain stories. And the first word rhymes with something found in those stories. What city is it? So again, a well-known city in the U.S., two words. The second word rhymes with a word meaning certain stories. And the first word rhymes with something found in those stories. What city is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. And our deadline for entries is Thursday, March 16th at 3 p.m. Eastern. So include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.